see the light come over, no. I see myself in the pouring rain. I watch hope come over me.
It's time for This Week Waukesha. I am your host, Alderman of the Airwaves, Don Brown, coming to you live here at the Waukesha Farmers Market at the mobile offices of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. And I'm here. I got Connor back at the studio at the permanent offices of former Alderman Don Paul Brown at 217 Wisconsin Avenue in the NAMI building. Connor, how are you this morning?
I'm doing all right, Don.
Love it, love it. Right around the corner from Theodore Humans Park, where we're proud to honor our suffragette tradition. And that was my good friend Moby with Southside, and it is all about the Southside this morning because I have two very special guests. Waukesha, please say hello to Waukesha South Blackshirt quarterback Tack Tadioka and his teammate, the incomparable running back, linebacker, D lineman, C.J. Johnson. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Fantastic. Great. Good. Hey, we also got Johnny Watermelon here. He's without the headphones here, so he'll be sharing the headphones with me. Johnny, say hi.
How you doing, folks?
All right. Love to hear it. So, hey, and also more great news, and we can announce this officially. Walk Radio and yours truly, along with Johnny doing color, we're going to be broadcasting Waukesha South football games on the radio here. Games at 7 o'clock every Friday, home and on the road. The broadcast will probably start at 6:30, so we'd be really excited to put these guys on the air. And we're also going to talk to folks about when you're at the game, you can also download our app so you can get the radio broadcast along with while you watch the game. So it is an honor to have these two young men. I've come to know them over the years because my son Evan's been in the football program since fifth grade, and these two have been good friends and role models to him along with his other classmates who are juniors. And so we got some great senior leaders, and we're really excited too because these are also big Division I recruits, and there's also great D2 and D3 programs showing interest in them. And can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, for sure.
Sure.
Definitely.
Who wants to go first?
I mean, I've been hearing from some schools, like, the recruiting process has been a little wild, a little different, because ever since COVID hit, recruiting has all slowed down a little bit, and it's kind of hard to be recruited at the quarterback position because it's only one quarterback, so they usually only take one quarterback. So
sure.
There's about, like, there's so many good quarterbacks out in the Midwest and in the country, and we're all fighting for just like one or two spots, right? So
yeah,
it's a little tough, but I'm hearing from some schools, some higher education schools like Cornell. I've heard a little bit from Yale. I'd love to go to Cornell. It's a great school out there. And then I have
You said Yale too?
Yeah.
Wow,
I was on
impressive.
The phone with them a month or two ago. Yeah.
So it sounds like you're paying attention in class then, huh, Tech?
Oh, yeah. For sure. My mom would not allow it if I wasn't. She would definitely crack down on me, and she has before.
Sure.
So,
yeah. Can I ask how your grades are?
They're pretty good. I have a 3.7 GPA, so I really try to take pride into it.
I'm
not the biggest fan of school, but like,
yeah.
Notebooks.
You get the work done.
Yeah. Gotta get the...
So, now I know when we had Coach McLean on the show, I believe it was back in June or July, but you guys he was going to try to get you guys to come, but you guys had a special trip. I think, was it Wyoming you were at?
Yeah, we're visiting Wyoming.
Yeah.
For camp. For camp visit.
But it was also an official visit too, right?
It wasn't official. It was unofficial.
Unofficial.
But it was it was a good visit.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
So how about you, CJ? What other, because I know it looks like you guys are going to a lot of the same schools. Is there a lot of talk about a package deal? Or
the recruiting process for me is like weird because I'm so versatile, and coaches, they want to see me at different positions like fullback, defensive end, linebacker, or even that like tight end. But like to play D1 defensive end, I'm too short, so it's like I always had that against me, and Wilts always put me there because I was just so good at it.
Talking about Coach Darnell Wilts, the head coach.
Yeah.
Coach Wilts, second year as head coach.
He's a good coach, and he does what's best for the team and what's best for me.
Sure.
But when he put me at defensive end, it's just like I kind of got overlooked because I'm not tall enough, I'm not big enough, but I always dominated. And only a few D2 schools seen that, like Winona, Concordia, St. Paul.
Yeah.
Great programs in Minnesota. But I always had dreams of going to like HBCU, like Alabama A&M or Alabama State University. So,
yeah, I forgot. We're talking to the Birmingham Stallion here because CJ is, his family is from Birmingham, where my brother Dr. Ray Brown lives. So, would you like to play maybe school in Alabama where you're from? Is Sanford, is that a possibility? I know that they were a Division II powerhouse for a long time.
Me and my mom, we was talking.
My brother used to be the team doctor there.
So, oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Me and my mom, we was talking about like if I don't get anything good for football, I'm gonna just go to University of Alabama for just school, and she's gonna move down there. My sister's going to move down there and finish school down there. So,
yeah,
just be closer with family.
Sure. Well, you got to give my good friend Nick Saban a call. I'm a Spartan like he was. You know, we made him who he is. You know, Michigan State. So you know, you play that card.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure he'll give you a tryout. Because you know me, I wish. But hey, and I forgot because you're obviously a versatile player, and I forgot to mention that Tack is also playing free safety.
Yes, sir.
And you'll be splitting time with Evan and possibly Daniel Robinson and. We'll talk about that later. Forget that name. But what was I going to say? But I remember one game last year. It was our first game, and there was this receiver that was just killing us. And I looked down, and Coach Wiltz yelled, he said, "Can you take that guy?"
Yeah, yeah.
And he threw it, and you went in there, and you played. Yeah. And you hadn't really played corner. At least you weren't practicing it, right?
No.
They just needed someone fast to stay with this kid. And you did, and you shut him down.
Yeah.
Because you're also a track star, correct?
Yeah.
You ran track for the school?
Yeah, I wouldn't say track star, but I like to run
but
track.
You got some wheels, for sure.
I run faster, though.
CJ's faster.
No, faster.
All right.
Sure.
We might have to have a race here in the farmer's market.
A little friendly competition.
I can put the sports mode for you.
Yeah. The Crocs and sports mode.
All right.
But yeah, I like to run track. I mean, I run the 400, so I'm not like a straight sprinter, but
sure.
400, it's definitely one of the toughest events ever. So I like the challenge. It's definitely a mental challenge, so I like the little mental challenge. And, you know, running, it's fun. It's fun if you do
great.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Connor, how are we doing on time before our first break?
We got about 6 minutes left.
I love it. Sounds great. Connor, do you have a question for our young friends here? Well, you can hold that. That's fine. Take your time.
Okay.
Connor's good people. But anyway, so we talked about, your grades are pretty good, right? That's why these schools are showing a lot of interest, right?
I'd say my grades are pretty average. I got a 3.1. I ended up slacking.
Hey. Yeah.
So much in every day. My mom was disappointed in me, but like, at the end, I had to get it together.
Sure.
And like, I just couldn't go out with like a 2.9. That's very unacceptable to me. But having under a 3.5 is just like, it's average. I did the bare minimum to get past. And.
Okay.
I got to push myself.
So you're pushing around. Yeah, that's good. Hey, you only look at senior year, so that's great. You show that trend upward. So,
yeah.
And then what was I going to ask, too? Is like, and you're also working. In fact, we got to give a shout-out to your manager at where do you work again?
Firehouse Subs.
That sounds great. So,
what's that?
CJ was going to leave early so he could make his 9 o'clock shift, but he told his manager that he was going to be in Walk Radio, and his manager said, well, then come late. Finish the show, right?
Yes, sir.
So we got to give a big shout. It's the Firehouse Subs near
Sunset.
Waukesha, and Sunset there near Waukesha South High School. So pop in and see CJ today, and he'll make it. He's a sandwich hero there, so in addition to being a hero on the gridiron. So terrific. So first game of the season coming up on Friday. You must be excited.
Oh, yeah. Super
and,
excited. Been waiting on this since last, November?
Yeah.
So,
can't wait.
I bet. And then, you had a chance to scout Milwaukee Lutheran yesterday because there was a common scrimmage over at Whitnall. So you had a good look at them. And what are some of their big threats that you could see?
I could see they got some size for sure. And they got some, talent at the skill positions. It's just whether they can get the ball at the skill positions, and we'll see.
It should be a pretty good dogfight.
Yeah, it should be. I think we match up well.
Sounds great. Yeah. So, and just a little background. Back when there was one high school or even two high schools here, South was one of the best programs in the state.
Mm-hmm.
We added two more high schools, and you're in what is arguably the toughest conference in the whole state.
Oh, for sure.
And so the record that you guys have doesn't always reflect the caliber of the talent, which I believe, and I know from my own experience, is that you would be in the higher echelons in a lot of other conferences.
So
what is it that motivates you guys? Again, playing against tougher teams, not being able to win every game, what motivates you to continue competing and
I like to be the underdog. I always have.
Love it.
Being the underdog, it's fun because, like, just upsetting somebody or, like, just you just working hard to keep winning, keep going is just kind of what fuels me. So,
sure.
You know, it's fun to be the underdog.
And I know with Coach Wilt's now running the program and bringing in some new wrinkles that there's also a big, you know, there are some big culture shifts.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And so, you know, what are some of those specifics that you guys like that have really resonated with you?
Just being a fighter. Like Coach Wilt, he always preach effort, 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 and that's all he want. So when he preached that, that's what we give him. And when we give him effort, he can fix any mistake that we make. As long as we give 100% effort.
Yeah, he's like, control what you can control, and the only thing you can really control right now is your effort. So,
and a lot of work on weight training, too, and conditioning.
For sure, yeah.
I saw that, so it's really kind of stepped up.
And we've been stretching a lot, so I'm pretty sure nobody will cramp
up or anything.
Knock on wood.
Fingers crossed.
That was one big win that a lot of people don't realize, unless you're really paying attention to South football, is that the number of injuries have gone down substantially because of the weight training and conditioning. Like, I remember in years past, it would be like senior night, and like you'd have like 8 or 9 starters and like crutches coming out just in plain clothes saying hi to the crowd. And it's like now, like, you could probably count on less than one hand the number of injuries. And there weren't really any significant injuries, correct?
Yeah.
No, just
last
just
year.
Like cramps last year. That's about it.
Cramps, maybe a concussion here or there. That's just football. So.
Yeah. So that's great. And like I said, those are big developments as the program grows.
For sure.
So now I know another big culture change with Wilts is that you have practices on Sundays because Saturday, and Wilts came from Texas where this is kind of the norm. Saturdays are dedicated to supporting youth football.
Yep.
And so you guys, do you take a part in that?
Oh, yeah. We love it. We love it out there. We love helping them. You remember being in those shoes, looking up to the high schoolers, you know. So it's really fun to just see how, like, they look up to you, you know. You got to, like, try to do better, you know, just so they can watch you. And
sounds great.
Look up to you.
We're Connor, how are we doing on time? We got another few more seconds here?
Yeah, we got about 40 seconds left.
40 seconds. So, hey, so when we come back for the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about the youth football, as well as what these guys like to do outside of football. And so lots more to talk about here with Tack Tadioka and C.J. Johnson, senior stars of the Waukesha South Blackshirt program. As we get ready, their first game is just 6 days away. Don't go away. This Week in Waukesha continues. Good friends, the Hothouse Flowers from Ireland, giving us some give it up. So you'll be hearing that when we go to the next break. But we are back with C.J. Johnson and Tack Tadioka, senior stars for our Waukesha South football program. And this will be your third year as starters for both of you, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So long career in the varsity program. And before we went to the break, we were talking about the youth program. And I know I was talking to Coach Wilts the other day, and he saw one of the exciting developments is that there's 100 kids in the youth program. So that's got to make you feel pretty good, huh?
Yeah. Wilts has stressed the youth program, and you know how to build the program, to build a youth program, and just it all flows, cycles upwards. So, you know, we definitely have a big class and of eighth graders that Coach Wilts' son's actually on. So they're really promising, got a lot of talent out there, and you know, we're excited to see them grow.
That's terrific. Yeah. So they let you do, or they kind of insist on you doing some hands-on coaching while you're there during the games and practices.
Yeah, sometimes they have a pretty good youth quarterback, and Coach Wilts and their coach wants me to help him out a little bit, so I'll help him out.
That's pretty cool.
Every time I can get, you know.
Sure.
Because I remember, you know, being in his shoes, and you know, like, I think when I was an eighth grader, I think Grayson Cooley or
Grayson Cooley. Yeah,
I remember going to the field and seeing him, and I was like, you know, just striving to be better and just be like, you know, big high school quarterback like him.
That's neat. Yeah, and he was a great role model for the program. I'm glad you mentioned him. Yeah, and he was from a long line of coolies, if I remember right, that played South football.
Definitely.
So that's really neat. I remember his dad used to come and photograph the games. Had a really nice camera. So, but you know, one question Johnny had was, what do you guys like to do outside of football?
Outside of football? I say I'm just a chill dude. I like hanging out with my friends a lot.
I'm like CJ too. I don't really like to do too much. You know, I'm pretty football driven. I like going to the field and stuff. But outside of football, chilling with my family, my friends. I'm pretty introverted sometimes, so I just like, sometimes there's nothing to really do besides football. So it's just like especially when it gets to August, it's like you're straight football. So there's nothing really else.
I love it.
That's when you fall in love with football. And it's like, wow, this is not a job. This is actually like a dream.
Yeah,
sure, sure.
Dream come true. Like,
just love to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Just waking up every day, going to football practice.
Yeah, and again, this I know it's a ways off, and the next hurdle for you guys is college, but. Is playing on Sundays a possibility? Is that something you think about or you're serious about?
I pray every night.
Yeah?
Pray every night.
Yeah.
Stay That's happy great. And play in the NFL. My two goals right there.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. That's terrific. So, well, it's nice, too, because there's also, like, I know a young man who's playing pro football in Germany.
Yeah, there's opportunities
and
everywhere.
He's living the dream, you know, and it's not, it's obviously not an NFL salary, but, and he's a smaller guy. You know, he played Division III ball at Ripon, but he is, he's living the dream because he's still playing football into his mid-20s and loving it. And he got selected for an all-star team there, and it was kind of what they did is they had a USA against, I think, Europeans or something like that as their kind of their pro ball, but he's living the dream. And do you guys see yourselves coaching someday? Like, then this is a long time, and like, you know, like when you're in your 40s and 50s, or
most definitely, I'd love to coach. One of my dream jobs would probably be like coaching at the college level, for sure. Like being a quarterback's coach at the college level or an offensive coordinator, because I feel like I have a pretty well football minded like drive, so I'd love to get on the coaching staff and just it'd be real cool because a lot of coaches have helped me, so I'd love to keep helping other young football players.
I don't think I'll be a good coach because you could be a great football player but a horrible coach.
That's very true.
And I don't want to be that coach to like make somebody hate the game. I'd rather just be the outsider watching everybody develop and get better.
Could you see yourself doing broadcasting though, or
no?
I can see you, CJ. You got like a big personality. I can see it.
Yeah. So, or maybe
I gotta like really be in the mood to for it though. Like,
or youth camps maybe.
Oh, for sure. That'd
be
So, keeping the young guys interested. So,
I can like be around for a split moment, but like if I'm around too long, it just it dies down a little bit.
Sure. So here we're gonna ask this this question. We have to skate around carefully because we're not sure if it's supposed to be a big, but. I know you had two last-minute additions to the roster.
Oh, yeah.
And do you feel comfortable talking about
that? I mean, I don't know if we should drop names or anything, but I feel like they're just very talented kids, and they've helped Waukesha South as a community a lot. You know, they led some other sports teams. I'm not going to name anything, but very, very two great talented athletes and just explosive athletes that will help us, you know, in the long run. I mean, we added those two to our receiving core. Our receiving core right now is looking pretty scary. It's scary how much talent we have right now.
Sure.
All I got to do is just get the ball in their hands, let them make plays. Let them make me look good and
So
it will be great.
Sounds great. So, in addition to these two as well, you have some guys. Because how many did you lose to graduation last year in terms of starters?
Starters on the receiving corps?
Just all overall lineup.
Overall, I'd say probably like 8 or 9.
Okay.
Maybe not even.
Sure.
I mean, we lost three senior O-linemen.
Okay.
And then we lost Dylan and Eli.
Sure.
And then... Do we lose Tony on defense?
Gian at running back.
Yeah, yep. Gian. So, a few. But
we also have Seth and Tyler Costona also.
Yeah, we have some. And Quincy Thomas.
Thomas.
So, around eight to ten seniors we lost, you know. Some key players. But, I mean, I feel like with the young, we had some young players starting and playing, getting good playing time as sophomores. So, you know, they'll fill into the positions pretty well.
The hardest one to fill is Andrew Barron.
Oh, yeah. Miss Andrew Barron.
He was a straight role model leader. He helped me and elevate my game. With him on the side of me, I knew everything was going to be all right.
That's
the type of captain he was.
Yeah, he's a great captain.
Where's he going to school?
I think he's going to Whitewater.
Is he going to play football too?
No, I don't think he is. I think he's going into I want to say business. I'm not sure though.
Okay. Sounds great. Connor, how are we doing on time?
We got about 2 minutes left.
2 minutes. Okay, yep. Perfect. So, well, great. Who would you say is going to be, and this is going to, Johnny wrote this question, and it may sound like a silly question. Who do you think will be your toughest game on the schedule this year, or games?
Toughest game? I'd probably say
McGuanago.
McGuanago, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hype on McGuanago right now.
Sure, sure.
Great, great program. They're very established, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
they can pound the rock on anybody. But
yeah. They got some boys.
If we stay disciplined, watch the ball, watch our guards.
Yeah.
We can get it, everything we want.
I remember you guys were up 14-0 on them last year.
Oh, yeah.
You had them shaking in their boots there for a while.
And we fell apart, yeah.
Yeah.
That's one thing we got to do. You know, we got to be able to finish, you know.
Sure.
Can't play a quarter or a half.
Well, you're jumping back to my earlier question, because you've got some guys stepping up and filling some of those spots that have been vacated by graduation. And you feel pretty good about the horses you have in those.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely.
Especially on defense. Defense is like, I have so much trust in our D-line, because the way Will's built our D-line is just like, wow.
Yeah.
He turned it all around. It went from being kids that are like 6'2", 190 to kids you would never expect to be at Waukesha South High School.
Yeah.
Well, it got bigger, huh?
We got Evan Marks and Shaden Welty at ends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Caleb Holman and...
Sounds great.
Is it Jacoby?
30 seconds.
Jacoby Krill.
Jacoby Krill, yeah.
Love Jacoby Byron Krill, man. I've watched him grow, too.
Yeah.
So, but we're going to talk more about this year's team when we come back from the break, as This Week in Waukesha continues with Tack Tadioka and C.J. Johnson, senior black shirt stars and leaders, talking about this year's fall campaign. Don't go away. David Bowie with Suffragette City, where we are proud to honor the Suffragette tradition here in Waukesha. So did you guys turn 18 yet?
No, I'll turn 18 September in a month. Right.
All right, so you'll be able to vote in November. So
yeah,
be
yeah.
sure to exercise your right to vote.
Mm-hmm. I turned 18 in October. So
same thing, yeah. CJ. So we'll be showing you how to register to vote. And big primaries last week. We know our Sarah Rodriguez, who was on the show, won her primary. So congratulations to her. And we look forward to having more candidates on in the fall before the election and from both parties, so we all kind of get a taste of who's out there and what they're all about. But what we're all about right now here is our black shirt football program with our two stars, three-year starters, seniors, Tack Tadioka and C.J. Johnson. And before the break, we were talking about different positions. We were talking about Jacoby Byron Krill, who's going to be playing D-tackle, right? And he's really bulked up. He's gotten a lot bigger. And who else do we have on the D-line here?
Well, our backups are pretty good, but we have Shaden Welty, Evan Marks, Caleb Holman.
Big Daddy, I remember.
Yeah.
Caleb grew up with Evan in the program. So, is did you say Evan Marks is going to be on the line?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That's huge.
Okay. Because I knew he played some linebacker last year. He was a beast on linebacker.
Oh, yeah,
but now you're putting him on the line.
Like,
so
he's crazy strong when you got him and Shaden.
And quick and fast too, right?
Just fast and big. So.
Well, that's great. Now, what about on the other side of the ball with O-line?
O-line. We have some kids step up. We got a Logan Dable,
center, right?
Logan Dable. Yeah. Real smart. Not the biggest O-lineman,
but
he's smart, strong. Knows what he's doing. I mean, sometimes that's half the battle, just knowing what you're doing and just getting to the right spot.
He's got that football DNA.
Oh, he's football, football kid for sure.
Sure.
So, the O-line looks pretty good. Who's our returner for Caleb, obviously, you know, been playing.
He'll be playing both ways then?
Yeah, he'll be playing both ways.
Good. He is really shaped up, too. Like, watch him in the workouts, and he's come a long way, like, in the running drills at the end. He's really conditioned himself and very proud of his progress.
I mean, when we were in two-a-days, I would see him. We would have a 30-minute break right to rest. He would put his headphones in and keep running, just keep the cardio up. So
he just did, up-downs for fun.
Yeah,
just,
I mean,
like, watch him,
it was just, it's good to see the work ethic like that. So from your O-lineman, it's always good to see.
Great kid. All heart, too.
Mm-hmm.
So
for
that's
sure.
terrific. So, and now with you in the backfield, I know CJ will be your tailback.
Yep.
And what will be other else is in the rotation?
We got a bunch of good running backs. We got Justin Geezy will also be playing
prime
there.
Primetime.
Yep.
Will he be, if we guys ever have him like at fullback, too? Because I know
Oh, yeah. We have, like, a package.
That was CJ's played fullback, right? Yeah.
We have a package. We have CJ and Geezy at fullback, and then we have Isaiah Dunlap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Isaiah, I remember Dunlap. Yeah. Yep. So, is Isaiah going to play some linebacker, too?
Oh, yeah. Linebacker. Great. Running back.
When I first saw him play in sixth grade, he really showed me something on defense.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really hope to see him doing some linebacker. And I know I'm jumping around here a lot, but
he has that warrior mentality.
Yes.
Yeah, he really does.
And who will also be playing linebacker with him then? Because it'll be you. Like
me, Geezy, Ryan Zelastera, who's a newcomer.
Okay.
He just joined football this year, but he's picking up everything.
What year is he?
He's in my grade. He's a senior.
Oh, wow. Okay, nice. Did he transfer from another school? Or
no,
he just picked it up.
He's a really smart kid.
Real smart kid.
36 score in ACT.
Wow. Yeah. Ryan, what's his last name?
Zylstra.
Zylstra, okay. Yeah.
He was in all my AP classes, sat right next to him every time.
Wow, that's a
real
story.
Real smart kid, though, yeah. He's picking it up. He's picking it up, too.
So. He can commit you.
Yeah.
He might not know how to tackle, but he can commit you, and you will feel it.
Sounds great. So, Johnny, we're going to have a lot to talk about here when we're broadcasting these games, but you were going to tell me something, too, about we're going to have a new another new sponsor for the football games. Who was that again, Johnny? Here, get close to me, babe. What? Come on, Johnny. Don't be afraid.
Replacement
Windows Center Wisconsin is going to be one of our new sponsors. TJ Stout, whose nephew and godson, Evan Stout, will be playing there on the defense and some offense. So really excited that they're supporting the radio broadcast for South football. So so now we're going to jump back again to the offense. That receiving core, you got quite a few guys.
Oh,
I know there's like Tyler Thrill Williams.
Trey, we got Trey Carter.
Trey Carter.
Stepped up from last year. Last year he transferred in. Was it last year he transferred
in? Was that last year?
Yeah, last year he transferred in from, he came from Minnesota.
Oh, wow.
So played football over there.
Sure.
Real, he's probably one of the most naturally just athletically talented people, like raw, probably one I've ever seen. So he's transformed. Great, and just looks like a great receiver right now.
And who else is there in the receiving core?
Evan Stout for sure at the X at the wideout.
Okay.
And then who else do we have? Tyler.
We got Tyler.
And Chris.
Chris
Flowers.
And Christian.
We have a kid who transferred from he was in Florida. He was at North.
Wow. Okay.
And then he went down to Florida, and now he's back.
Yeah.
So. And then we have Gabe Lascano.
I love Gabe. Gabe's good at some slot. Yeah.
So
he's tough. I like that. He's a warrior. And Gabe's on defense too, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. He loves
it. Linebacker, strong safety.
Strong safety coming down from strong safety.
Terrific.
Loves to hit.
So great. Now, D backfield we haven't gotten to yet. I know we talked about the free safety. What about the other spots? Who's our guys?
Hey, Ms. Bumman.
Hi, guys.
Hey, we got some friends here. Yeah. All right.
Favorite teacher right here.
Is this part of the South faculty?
Yep.
Yeah. What? Tell us their names.
This is Ms. Bumman right here.
Ms. Bumman,
I have honors geometry? Yep.
Honors geometry. Freshman
year.
That's terrific.
The best math.
How's TAC as a student? She said, very good. I love it.
Love to hear it.
And will you be coming to the games on Friday? Will you be available? Or I know you got a young family here, so. But now you can listen on the radio. We're gonna be broadcasting their game, so we'll show you. Johnny's gonna show you how to download the app, or you can just tune in 5:40 a.m. or 101.1 FM. And there's a new addition to the family here. It looks. Or no, how old?
Just turned one.
Just turned one. All right. Well, happy birthday. Belatedly. Now, is this a future black shirt football player, or are we leaning more in another?
Tennis, right?
Tennis. Yeah?
Tennis, and he's a cross-country coach, so.
Oh, fantastic. I chased rabbits for a season. That's a good sport. So, a noble undertaking. Sounds great. Well, terrific. So, yeah, we're the gentlemen are here promoting their upcoming football season, their home opener next Friday, and as well as all the other great things they do in the classroom and in the community. So,
crazy coming up.
So, it's neat. You know, there's so many great faculty at Waukesha South. I know you guys watch the show regularly. You know, we had the esports team on celebrating their state championship, and their teacher coach, and he's a wonderful guy, and I've heard so many great things about him, and just the support that all of you do for these young men and women is very very commendable. So really proud to be part of the South tradition. Thank you. That's terrific. So all right, well, thanks for stopping by. Enjoy the farmers market.
We only make it easy.
We are. Yep, they're waving to the kids. We are at the farmer's market. I keep forgetting that. A lot of great things. The guys were just noticing how nice the flowers look. They're going to pick some up, I think, for their moms or their girlfriends. And and I'd be remiss if I didn't shout out Tax Mom Jamie for putting this together. And she's essentially the team mom, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
she does runs all the, like, if we need food or something, or, like, we're setting up a youth camp that the players need to be at, or, yeah, gets all the fat heads to be in the student section or whatnot or in the crowd. So.
Sure.
Yeah, orders all that stuff.
And that leads to another good question Johnny wanted was, how do people support the South football program or the South athletic program? And I know your mom is, like, one good point of contact. And
yeah.
Is there someone, like, at the school they would contact? Would that be Regina Walter?
Regina Walter, yeah.
Okay, she's the team secretary?
Yeah, she's, like, the football direct, like, operate. What is it?
I like that. Football operations director.
Yeah, football operations director.
Like
yeah,
that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Where we can buy merchandise.
Yeah, Johnny's he's dying to buy some South merchandise because he's going to give me that Freedom Irish sweatshirt.
Yeah, so I think it's Mrs. Marks who get them. Mrs. Marks.
Yep, Chris Marks. Yeah.
Chris Marks does the merchandise. So and then you can go on the Blackshirt Twitter page, Blackshirt Football Twitter page, and there should be a link to the merchandise. So if you would love to buy that, support us.
Yeah.
Grab some merch.
Connor, how are we doing on time, my friend?
We got about a minute and a half.
All right. So, hey, Connor, do you have any eligibility left? I know you just turned 21, but can you still play high school? Or
No.
I know Connor was a great shortstop in baseball growing up. Yeah,
yeah. I actually was better at center field.
What's that?
I was better at center field.
Better at center field. Okay. Yeah. Well, that sounds great.
I love baseball.
Yeah, Tack was a baseball player one time, right?
Yeah, I played all the way up until high school.
Yeah. And both of you guys played buckets when you were younger, I heard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
basketball wasn't my thing.
Yeah, we're gonna come back for our senior year though.
I was gonna say you could reciprocate.
Yeah.
We can't talk about that, but sounds terrific. So before we go to break though, we mentioned your we wanted to again big shout out to your mom, Jamie, and
my mom
your dad,
and my dad. Shout out to Tom Tadioka.
So you got it. So and I know CJ's got a lot of family that come. Anyone you want to shout out?
Yeah,
before we go to the break?
Shout out to my mom, Rashida Cottingham, my dad, Fernando Johnson.
Love it.
Two legends in the making.
That sounds terrific. So, well, fantastic. So, Connor, I guess we're going to take that break now.
Yeah.
And then when we come back, more to talk about with Tack Tadioka and CJ Johnson of the South Blackshirt Football Program. Do not go away. This Week in Waukesha continues.
Just growing up in my household, it was either you're tough or you're soft, and I didn't want to be soft because the soft one always got picked on, and I'm not the one to get picked on. So, and my siblings are all like bigger than me, taller than me, so
sure,
I always had to like fight for survival.
Hey, and I just got a text from the president of the Boosters, Melissa Brown, wishing you both good luck. Yeah, I was hoping to have her
thank
here
you,
to
yeah.
oh, say hi
oh,
personally.
Shout out to the president too.
I was gonna shout out to her, but I was gonna kiss a guest on the show, and you know she's my wife, so that was good. We were gonna like you know really kind of break some. But she also wanted to remind everybody that one of the big fundraisers Johnny wants to know how to support South football is the mattress sale on September 10th.
Yep.
This we might be the only high school in the state that does this, and you're like a mattress sale, but they raise a lot of money selling mattresses. 10% of the population buys a new mattress every year.
Yep.
And you figure in a town of 70,000 people, boy, if you got just of that 10%, if you just got a small percentage, that's a good, so a great fundraiser. So that takes place at Waukesha South on Saturday, September 10th. So keep that, mark that on your calendars if you're in the market for a new mattress. And I got a feeling Johnny Watermelon might be, so.
Yeah, terrific. we'll be out there waving the signs around on every corner. And
you might see somebody in a mattress.
Yeah, mattress uniform.
We already got our signs up in our yard, so it's starting to, the word's starting to get out. So yep. Appreciate that text from my sweet Melissa. So, but speaking of sweet, like what else do we have to talk about on this team? Now, you guys run basically it's like an RPO style, like a spread offense, yeah. RPO. And so in some ways you're kind of like a point guard, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're pretty much facilitating, right? Coach Wiltz stresses like getting the ball to the playmaker. So we got a lot of talent, a lot of speed, a lot of kids that like are really athletic. So we're just gonna get the ball to the playmakers and let them do the work. Yeah. I mean, I think we have some of the best athletes in the conference. I feel like sometimes it doesn't show because of the scoreboard or whatever. But I feel like we'll definitely change that around by using our athletes. Definitely a lot better this year. So
yeah. So, and that's got to be hard when, like I said, you've got a lot of talent out there, but spreading that ball around, like how do you manage that, or is it just kind of spur, like
it's just kind of really
trusting your instincts.
Yeah, trusting your instincts for the moment. You mean you got to read the defense. I mean, one day some kid his route will be open five times. Someday he'll never be open. You know, so you just got to spread the ball, read the defense, and it'll fall where it should be. You know, so.
Sounds great. So, and what's a typical defense you guys face? Is it like a 5-2 or?
In the classic A, usually it's a 4-3, 5-2.
4-3.
Usually a 4-3.
Rarely we get like a 3-4.
Yeah, rarely we see an odd front. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, in the classic A, it's no joke.
Sure.
Big linebackers, big DNs, you know, you walk up to the line, you can barely see over the line. So,
yeah.
It's classic A football. So,
sure.
It's going to be no joke for sure.
Yeah. So, it sounds like it's going to be pretty balanced on both sides of the ball. I know CJ was getting really excited about the defense. And we also have to mention your defensive coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
You got Coach Stillman on the offense.
Yep.
Who was also a South alumnus. I think he's in the Hall of Fame for the school. You know.
Yeah, holds the record for most INTs in a season. 7.
That's awesome.
7 picks in a season.
Yeah, so that's exciting. And then you have Coach McLean as your defensive coordinator.
Gotta love Coach.
Who was on the show, yeah.
Yep.
So and a great story about him having been coached by Leslie Frazier in his college career. So that was I thought that was really neat. Is what kind of defense is that going to be for? Is it like a four? Is it a four? I think you said like a 4-4 or like
4-5.
Four to five. Yeah, we got the five nickel package out there. So
nice. That
five DBs.
Great. Yeah.
Use the speed. Put our best athletes on the field.
Sure.
Center of the defense around CJ. I mean, we need him flying sideline. So
sure. And so in your role as a free sit, do they kind of allow you to be like a rover back? Or you
pretty much just overseeing the field.
Sure.
I mean, we obviously have our set coverages and everything, but I'm overseeing the field, just like kind of turning everything. I kind of just turn everything back to CJ because, I mean, I don't want to be making 20 tackles a game. That's all CJ.
Yeah.
So
sure,
you know.
And if it's not me, it's Justin Geezy.
Yeah,
you know Justin Geezy.
Prime time, Sweetie. I mean, Sweetie Geezy. Love it. Surprised his parents haven't stopped by yet. They must be running a little late. Might have been a long night for them last night. You know, maybe they're hanging out with Johnny. So, but you know, Johnny, he wants to ask a lot of tough football questions, and he wants to know if you guys have a prediction for the opening game, a score.
I mean, I think.
And I like CJ's response to that earlier when we were kind of prepping for this. Do you remember what you said?
Yeah, I said, I don't want to, like, give a prediction because last time I gave a prediction, the game was too close.
That's right. And what were you going to say, Tack?
I'm thinking offense is going to score a lot of points, and our defense is pretty good. So I think we should win by a pretty good margin. But, I mean, I don't want to disrespect any other – the Milwaukee Lutheran or anything. But I think we just got our talent. But like CJ said, we got to stay humble. I mean, last year we came into the game, first game, thinking a little too much highly of us ourselves. So.
Yeah. And, you know, Johnny, for your benefit, that first game ended on a Hail Mary. With no time left, like 1 second left. From like 40, like 55 yards out.
Yeah.
And it was, and the senior receiver, Dylan Gutenberger, he caught it. It was off of deflection.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. It's just like, and the whole place just erupted. It was a great way to start the season. So, I mean.
One of the coolest moments I've ever had in the football. Yeah, for sure.
That was exciting. So, and then same thing against when they beat North in the crosstown game against North. they lined up this beautiful Hail Mary where they had everybody going to the center and looking up as if the ball were in the air. And then one receiver, like, ducked out to the corner. He caught what would have been the winning touchdown, but it was called back because of a holding call.
Yep.
And then the next play, the quarterback stepped over the line, and the game was over. And then you guys shut him down in the end zone. But that was a heck of a game because you guys were down late in the game.
There were two possessions,
Yeah, Vinny Mahalis had that big interception. Yep. Before that, you threw that bomb to Dylan from, like, that was probably, like...
Yeah, it was an 80-yard player.
Yeah, that was pretty... That was a heck of a game. And so you'll be playing... both Waukesha teams on the road this year, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
Yep.
So, and I don't know how, like, we were at North last year, and we're going back there again. So I don't know how that all works out. Usually it's you alternate home fields. But you excited about those games, going back to North and then playing out at West, or
for
would you
sure.
rather have them at home?
I'm excited about those games.
Yeah.
This season, I'm just taking one game at a time because last year it seemed like we got too overwhelmed with other games coming up, and we couldn't focus on the week ahead.
Yeah.
And we just get killed that week because we paid too much attention on a different team.
Yeah, and it's like I said, every team in this conference is tough. So
yeah,
you can't look ahead.
Yeah,
yeah. So
gotta really focus.
Take it week by week,
week by week.
That's true.
And just have fun.
Yeah. So 1 week left before the first game, and Tack was talking about this earlier. It's going to be a pretty intense week of practices and training, getting ready for that first game, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So any like specifics that you'll be working on, or anything that.
Probably.
Or just a lot of repetition.
Just a lot of repetition, a lot of get everything down. I mean, it's going to be our first, like, game week, so we're going to get the system down of, like, how we prepare each game. So, I mean, it'll be fun.
That sounds great. So, and Tack and CJ, they're going to help us going out, showing the teammates and their parents how to download. We'll do it right now. Is if you go to your Apple store on your Apple phone and you look for Devil Radio. That's the mothership. The parent company is Civic Media, but that hasn't. We got to develop that app still. But if you download Devil Radio, and the guys are doing it right now, and once it's downloaded, when you open it up, you have a choice of like four stations now because the company's buying more stations.
Right.
That's the one. Yep, that's right, CJ. And so the icon, the logo is like a yellow. There's like a devil with headphones and like a yellow fiery background. But when you get to the app, once you open it, you'll see Walk Radio and our red, white, and blue branded logo. Choose that. And so while you're at the game or wherever you are, like if you're CJ's coworkers at Firehouse Subs, you can check out the game while you're working, you know, and including the manager. You know, thank him again for letting you stay late. And it'll be a lot of fun while you're watching the game to have the broadcast going on. Just like the old timers used to do at the Packer games with their transistor radios. So this has been exciting. So in the time we have left, what are some of your goals for senior year? And we got football down. We talked about grades. What are some other things you'd like to achieve or knock out before you graduate?
I don't really know. CJ, what about you?
I have a lot. I just want to be that man. Like, I want to go back to freshman year and just, like, have my freshman year over again. Freshman year is, like, I made every tackle. I was just a beast. I say I had, like, 100-some tackles.
Because that year you played with LJ, right?
Yeah.
Was he on that team? Yeah. But, remember, you guys are beasts, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for, like, if we're talking about the senior year, like, as a whole, like, outside of football, I mean, I just want to be, like, definitely high honor roll again.
Great.
I take a lot of pride in that. I mean,
sure.
You know, my mom pushed me with the grades and everything. So, high honor roll. Just be a leader in the school.
Sure.
Just be a good example
to
the kids. You know, there's some little kids that look up to me in the youth program, right?
Love
so,
it.
Gotta just be a good role model.
Sure. Like Grayson Cooley was to you.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
I love that. So, Johnny, you got a question for the guys?
I just would like to know, what's the most fun you've ever had without laughing?
Without laughing? The most fun I ever had without laughing is me trying not to laugh when Coach Wills just yelling at somebody.
Yep, I can agree with that.
When Coach Wills just snapping on somebody, you can't laugh. Like, it's so funny, but, like, I try so hard not to laugh because I'm the captain, and knowing him, he might get mad at me and just swing something at me, so I don't want to, you know.
You got 30 seconds,
guys. Crossfire.
Yeah, if me and CJ would make eye contact during those situations, we just bust out laughing.
So I try so hard to not look at Tack. And
yeah. That's a great answer. Yep. Connor, how are we doing on time, friend?
20 seconds now.
About 20 seconds. Well, hey, Tack Tadioka, CJ Johnson, thanks for joining us.
Thanks
listen
for having
to
us.
Watch, listen to these guys play on the radio, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.